Fans, I've talked about the stressless chair a number of times, and I kid you not, if you have any back miseries whatsoever, if you're going to be sitting at home watching a lot of TV, watching ball games that are going to be starting in July, you want to have a stressless chair from Georgie Brothers. Believe me, it works. I've had a number of them in my house in Arizona and up here in the Bay Area, and I can't recommend it any higher. So Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Check them out on the web, and we've had Tom Georgie on and Rob Georgie and all the folks from Georgie Brothers. They couldn't be any better. You can go down there and see the showroom, 50,000 square feet, great baseball memorabilia as well. They are open, and you just make an appointment or come there, and a certain amount of people get in each time. So absolutely check it out. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture. Joining us now, two very special people in the baseball world. And one is Gene Frewth. And if you want to talk about maybe the best photojournalist out there, Gene qualifies as that person and has a fabulous book, Grassroots Baseball, Where the Legends Begin. And she's going to tell us more about it. It's come out already, but more things happening with her. And Jeff Idelson, former president of the Hall of Fame, has done so many wonderful things now since he's left the Hall of Fame, including the Grassroots Baseball Program, the Route 66 Program, of course, the book that has come out or that will be coming out for even more pictures. But welcome to the show, guys, and I can't wait to get updated on what's new with you and how you're handling the COVID-19 pandemic, because you guys are on the road doing a great job when all this hit. So let's start with Jeff. Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. Good to hear your voice, my friend.
Good. And please correct anything I said in the earlier introduction. I want to make sure I get everything right about you guys. But the Route 66 program was fabulous, and maybe you could describe it a little bit, and then Jean can talk about some of the people that she's come in contact with.
That's great, Marty, and thank you. Yeah, we launched the Grassroots Baseball Program, our not-for-profit, last summer, along Route 66, and the focus of Grassroots Baseball is growing interest and participation at the youngest levels, and the overarching goal is to give back by providing inspiration, instruction, and equipment to help ensure more children have the opportunity to play. And we had a great start to the program. We opened in Chicago last spring, and over the course of 5 months, traversed all of Route 66 in a Coachman Galleria RV, all the way to Santa Monica, all eight states. We connected with kids at 10 places along the way, mostly boys and girls clubs. We brought in Hall of Famers and other great major league stars like Jim Thome and Goose Gossage and Ozzie Smith and Johnny Bench, Trevor Hoffman, Billy Hatcher, George Brett, guys like that, to work with the kids and provide each one with some instruction, some inspiration, a brand-new Rawlings glove and a brand-new Rawlings baseball. And we brought a lot of smiles to faces, Marty. It was a great way to launch the program, and that gets us to today.
Jeff, how did you organize it locally? Let's say, as you say, St. Louis or Oklahoma City, Amarillo, Albuquerque. How did the local people get involved? How did you get involved with them? Because there's so many kids that ended up being the beneficiaries of a beautiful glove and a meeting Gene and photographs and all that kind of stuff, plus instruction from Hall of Famers and other players.
Marty, we've had some great cooperation from our Hall of Fame friends, and the communities in which we had the programs couldn't have been more welcoming and accepting and enjoying of what we brought. And the Hall of Famers that came and joined us were from those regions, or they had a connection to the region, which brought it home even more. And so, you know, you're working with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Peoria with Jim Thome, who grew up there. Or in Amarillo, we work with the Boys and Girls Club. Trevor Hoffman with the Padres, their AA affiliate is the Sod Poodles, also a Padres affiliate. Johnny Bench is like Elvis in Oklahoma. It doesn't get any bigger. And each of these communities, we were very well received. The program was incredibly successful. More than 500 kids in total were reached, and the overwhelming response was, please come back.
Boy, wonderful. All right, Gene Frewth joins us. Gene, as I say, and I say this with all due respect to you, I think you're the best photojournalist in the game today, and you've done so many beautiful pictures of getting the essence of baseball. A couple of things about you. One, if you follow Gene on Facebook, you get a photograph just about every day, sort of a Hall of Fame photograph as she goes through this pandemic that we're in before she gets back on the road. Gene, tell us about that project. I love it.
Oh, thanks so much, Marty, and thanks for all the kind words. Yeah, it's been a fun project. You know, while I'm home working on my archives, is telling the stories. I started with baseball's cathedrals, and I did 50 cathedrals, 50 days straight, and then I went to baseball legends. And so each day I post a legend, a portrait that I've took of a legend along the way, and just telling their story and their stats or some interesting story about them, just mixing it up. And today I have a local favorite that I'll be posting right after this phone call, as a matter of fact, so I'm excited.
How does someone follow you on that?
What's that?
How does somebody follow you on Facebook? How do they get to you?
So yeah, you can follow on Instagram, Gene Fruth Images, and Facebook is Gene Fruth.
So F-R-U-T-H.
F-R-U-T-H, and on Instagram, Gene Fruth Images.
Very good. It's worth it. I love it. Gene, what about the book itself? You know, the big book that came out, and you did such a good job with it. Tell us about that.
Oh, thanks, Marty. Grassroots Baseball, Where Legends Begin. As I travel the world shooting the professional game, both in the United States and outside the U.S., around the globe, really, I always took time to document the grassroots game, the amateur game, and it's very near and dear to my heart. So if I was in Japan shooting the World Baseball Classic, I would take time to shoot Little League games in Japan. And if I was in Mexico shooting Winter League, I would take some time to shoot Sandlot. And same thing in Cuba and Puerto Rico and then across the United States. You know, if I was in Texas shooting the Rangers, I would try to find time to shoot Little League, old guys in New York playing stickball, Mobile, Alabama. And so these archives and this collection of images grew, and it was really a personal project, and most of the images had not been seen before. And then during my tenure with the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, I had an opportunity, as you're seeing from the photos, of taking portraits of many of the Hall of Famers and also getting to know them and hear their stories and their stories of growing up in places like Binger, Oklahoma, in the Dominican Republic, Vladimir Guerrero, Ricky Henderson in Oakland, and just all these wonderful stories of what it was like growing up and their early days of baseball. And that's when I came up with the idea of pairing these images that I've been taking throughout the years of amateur baseball, kids playing baseball, Sandlot, and tying it in with the Hall of Famers from those regions and asking them to tell their story of what it was like playing their early days of baseball. So guys like Nolan Ryan for Texas, Whitey Ford in New York City, Fernando Valenzuela for Mexico, and Tampa, Florida, Wade Boggs, and Cal Ripken Jr. was kind enough to write the introduction, and Johnny Bench did the afterword, and it just became a really special book. You know, the images, of course, are important to me, but the stories these guys tell are just fabulous, and stories that you haven't heard before.
Beautiful book, beautiful book. Gene Fruth is with us, Jeff Idelson as well. Where does one get this book now if one wanted to get it?
You can go to grassrootsbaseballbook.com, and there's author-signed copies there, and I'll let Jeff take over. Because we also have, we did a program that we were going to launch for Father's Day, and then, of course, we weren't out on the road. So we have some signed Hall of Famer books, but Jeff can tell you a little more about that.
Yeah,
go ahead, Jeff.
With Marty, we have books signed by seven different Hall of Famers. So if that's something that's interesting, you're thinking about a gift, Craig Biggio, Randy Johnson, who won his 300th game with the Giants, Wade Boggs, Vladimir Guerrero, Tony Perez, Cal Ripken, and Pud Rodriguez, whose son is with the Giants. All seven of those guys signed books for us and are available at grassrootsbaseballbook.com.
What terrific. All right, now, what is the plan? Because you guys have this beautiful tour that you did on Route 66. The book is out. Gene's description of the pictures that I see on Instagram, I see it on Facebook, are just fabulous every day. What's next for you guys?
Well, exciting news for us is we're going back on the road next week, and we're going to continue with the Route 66 journey. We have more work to do along the route. I have a lot more pictures to take for our second book, Grassroots Baseball Route 66. Jeff has been working with legends along the route, so we're going to have essays and stories once again. But this one is special because, you know, with baseball and everything that it's had to endure so far this season, you know, and the pandemic and minor league ballparks not even being able to play, and kids not being able to play, the Little League World Series being canceled, I feel like the grassroots mission is just more important than ever, of getting kids and keeping kids interested and introducing them to the game of baseball. I feel like there's going to be work cut out for us to keep the interest and to spark new interest. And so I'm really excited to get back out there and continue our grassroots mission.
Now, Gene, as a photojournalist, you're going to have to deal with the pandemic and the masks and social distancing and the way the ballparks are going to be set up, obviously, once we get underway, hopefully that everything goes well in July, and even getting out on the road for Little League games and all that kind of stuff. I imagine that's something completely new for you. How are you going to approach that?
Yeah, it's a great question. And if you were looking at this table that's right next to me right now, besides all my gear that I've now been cleaning and updating and working on, I've got gloves and hand sanitizer, and I'm going to be using longer lenses for my portraits than I was using before. And, of course, everything will be a long lens situation. And then everything just working with kids at ballparks and coaches and those who are open and portraits that we're arranging, everything that we're doing is with a new set of rules. And Major League Baseball has a new set of rules for how that's going to be documented. So it's, you know, I think it's just being cautious and moving slow and not rushing and just seeing how it goes so that we just err on the side of caution, you know, at all times. But
okay.
I'm also going to be photographing the landscape and Americana of Route 66. So when there's no baseball in towns along the route, I'll have an opportunity to also just shoot the Americana, which is part of the story for grassroots baseball Route 66.
Wow, beautiful. Boy, what a great book. I can't wait to see it, and I've seen your work, and there's nobody better. There is nobody better.
Thanks, Marty.
Telling you, there really isn't. Photojournalism is your thing, and we love a lot of the journalists out here, and Michael Zagaris and Brad Mangin and many others. But you take it to a different level. You really do. What
well,
if someone
those
wanted
my
to
my mentor, so I'm forever grateful to the two you just named.
Yeah, Brad and Michael Zagaris, absolutely. Jeff, Gene, what if someone wanted to get in touch with you to talk about this project or had some input for you? How does someone get in touch with you guys?
They can. The easiest way is to just email us through the website, grassrootsbaseball.com. You know, I've got email. There's an info account. And listen, we're all about promoting the amateur game and making new friends and giving it the light and the credit it deserves. So if there's anyone who's interested in talking grassroots baseball, getting involved, just come to grassrootsbaseball.com and you can email us. Same thing on Facebook. You can Facebook message us at Grassroots Baseball and we'll be back in touch really quickly.
Very good. Hey, we had last week, I had Jay Horowitz on, who is a four-decade PR director of the New York Mets. And Jeff, of course, you're formerly affiliated with the Yankees and the Hall of Fame as well. And you know Jay well, and he's written a book called Mr. Met. It's not about the mascot. It's about him, which is a terrific book. And I know you guys have crossed paths, and I just was wondering if you're aware of his book and Jay Horowitz. You must have a Jay Horowitz story in there somewhere.
Oh gosh! I mean, where do you start with Jay? He's a part of the fabric of that Met franchise like no one else. And you know, his book should be called Mr. Meat, not Mr. Met, because it's going. But Jay and I had a lot of good friendships and memories and fun over the years. And when I it was interesting, when I was back at the Yankees, one funny story which I shared is that I would call his office, or he would call mine often, and this was before caller ID, and his secretary should have known who I was. I called so often, and he called me, and one time I called, she said, "Who's calling?" And I said, "Please tell him Marlon Fitzwater called." He was the White House press secretary. And so she puts a note on his desk that Marlon Fitzwater has called, and Jay's sitting at his desk like several hours later, and his general manager, Al Harrison, comes in and starts quizzing him on what he's doing talking to the White House and why Marlon Fitzwater needs to be in touch with him. And just one of the fun memories of playing pranks on each other. And he is the quintessential PR man. He does more for that organization than anybody does for any other organization.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And it reminds me of a very quick story for me. My dear friend Michael Gaines, one of my best friends in the world, an attorney, and we came to California together in the 70s, longtime Giants fan, by the way. And we would call each other's office all the time, and similar situation. The secretary would say, "And now who's calling, please?" And, of course, I'd call there like 500 times, and I'd say, "Well, it's Juan Marichal." That's true, and she would write down Juan Marichal or put it through on his desk with a little note, and that we would go through that all the time. So it is funny, and it's the way baseball works. It's the little pranks of baseball. But what a pleasure having you guys on. Jeff, any thoughts about the Hall of Fame reopening? I know in a limited way they're reopening this weekend. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, they gave it a test drive yesterday. I talked to the current president, Tim Mead, today, who said that things went really well, and he just expressed his excitement about getting back to work. And the institution means a lot to so many people nationally, and it's nice to see them get back open and be able to welcome visitors back. I know everybody who's a Yankee fan is disappointed to have to wait for Derek Jeter's induction, but it'll be all that much sweeter next year when he takes the stage in July.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Good report from Tim Mead, one of our good friends. Hey, guys, it's a pleasure having you on. Jeff Idelson, Gene Frith, and you know how to get in touch with them. And they are the heart of baseball, and no one tells the story better than Jeff and Gene. So you're doing a great job, and I appreciate you being on. And you're welcome anytime. So good luck to you. Stay safe, and we'll catch up once this thing gets rolling.
Oh, so very kind of you, Marty. Look forward to the season starting.
Play ball.
That's what I like. Play ball. Very good. All right. Be safe, guys. Take care. More coming up. More coming up. KMBR 680-1045, the sports leader.